And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, an horror of great darkness fell upon him. And the Lord said unto Moses, Stretch out thine hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. And ye came near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire unto the midst of heaven, with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. These words the Lord spake unto all your assembly in the mount out of the midst of the fire, of the cloud, and of the thick darkness with a great voice. And he added no more. And he wrote them in 2 tables of stone, and delivered them unto me. And it came to pass, when ye heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mountain did burn with fire, that ye came near unto me, even all the heads of your tribes and your elders, and thou shalt grope at noonday, as a blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. And when they cried unto the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea upon them, and covered them. And your eyes have seen what I have done in Egypt. And he dwelt in the wilderness a long season. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. He bowed at the heavens also, and came down. And darkness was under his feet. And he made darkness pavilions round about him, dark waters, and thick clouds of the skies. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. Then spake Solomon. The Lord said that he would dwell in the thick darkness. Then said Solomon, The Lord hath said that he would dwell in the thick darkness. Let that day be darkness. Let not God regard it from above, neither let the light shine upon it. Let darkness and the shadow of death stain it. Let a cloud dwell upon it. Let the blackness of the day terrify it. As for that night, let darkness seize upon it. Let it not be joined unto the days of the year. Let it not come into the number of the months. They meet with darkness in the daytime, and grope in the noonday as in the night. Before I go, whence I shall not return, even to the land of darkness and the shadow of death? A land of darkness is darkness itself, and of the shadow of death, without any order, and where the light is as darkness. He discovereth the deep things out of darkness, and bringeth out to light the shadow of death. He believeth not that he shall return out of darkness, and he is waited for of the sword. He wandereth abroad for bread, saying, Where is it? He knoweth that the day of darkness is ready at his hand. He shall not depart out of darkness. The flame shall dry up his branches, and by the breath of his mouth shall he go away. They change the night into day. The light is short because of darkness. If I wait, the grave is mine house. I have made my bed in the darkness. He shall be driven from light into darkness, and chased out of the world. He hath fenced up my way that I cannot pass, and he hath set darkness in my paths. All darkness shall be hid in his secret places. A fire not blown shall consume him. It shall go ill with him that is left in his tabernacle, or darkness that thou canst not see, and abundance of waters cover thee. Because I was not cut off before the darkness, neither hath he covered the darkness from my face. He setteth an end to darkness, and searcheth out all perfection, the stones of darkness and the shadow of death. When his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness, when I looked for good, then evil came unto me, And when I waited for light, there came darkness. There is no darkness nor shadow of death where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. Teach us what we shall say unto him, for we cannot order our speech by reason of darkness. When I made the cloud of the garment thereof, and thick darkness a swaddling band for it, where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof? He bowed the heavens also, and came down, and darkness was under his feet. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness, all the foundations of the earth are out of course. Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness in the deeps. Lover and friend hast thou put far from me, and mine acquaintance into darkness. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. Darkness, and made it dark, and they rebelled not against his word. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness, as those that have been long dead, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. Then I saw that wisdom excelleth folly, as far as light excelleth darkness. The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walketh in darkness. And I myself perceived also that one event happeneth to them all. All his days also he eateth in darkness, and he hath much sorrow and wrath with his sickness. For he cometh in with vanity, and departeth in darkness, and his name shall be covered with darkness. But if a man live many years, and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity. Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. And in that day they shall roar against them like the roaring of the sea. And if one look unto the land, behold darkness and sorrow, and the light is darkened in the heavens thereof. And they shall look unto the earth, and behold trouble and darkness, dimness of anguish, and they shall be driven to darkness. The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness, and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Sit thou silent, and get thee into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. That thou mayest say to the prisoners, go forth. To them that are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and their pastures shall be in all high places. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness, and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord, and stay upon his God. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity, for brightness, but we walk in darkness. For, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. O generation, see ye the word of the Lord. Have I been a wilderness unto Israel, a land of darkness? Wherefore say my people, We are lords, we will come no more unto thee. Give glory to the Lord your God, before he caused darkness, and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains, and while ye look for light, he turn it into the shadow of death, and make it gross darkness. Wherefore their way shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on, and fall therein. For I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. He hath led me, and brought me into darkness, but not into light. All the bright lights of heaven will I make dark over thee, and set darkness upon thy land, saith the Lord God. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains. A great people and a strong, there hath not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. For lo, he that formeth the mountains, and createth the wind, and declareth unto man what is his thought, that maketh the morning darkness, and treadeth upon the high places of the earth. The Lord, the God of hosts, is his name. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord! To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness, and not light. Shall not the day of the Lord be darkness, and not light? Even very dark, and no brightness in it. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. But with an overrunning flood he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. The people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. Thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness! No man can serve be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, That speak ye in light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. Give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. Therefore whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. As daily with you in the temple ye stretch forth no hands against me. But this is your hour, and the power of darkness. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand, to open their eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. And art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, these are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved for ever. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness for ever. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say,